This is Neil Chayette looking at the law. When a union gets out of hand, it needs to be careful who it pickets a fight with. This case got started when two chapters of the International Longshore and Warehouse Union picketed a grain terminal for hiring non-union workers. And they didn't just hold signs and chant slogans. They physically assaulted terminal employees, dropped a large bag of manure onto the property from an airplane through exit employees, and surrounded the terminal administration building with bags of feces. Despite a temporary restraining order, several hundred blocked a train from going into the terminal, and then armed with gardening shears, baseball bats, broken broomsticks, and metal pipes, they broke windows, dumped an entire train car filled with corn, and cut the train's air hoses. The court ordered the union to pay more than $300,000 to the National Labor Relations Board and the terminal, but did not compensate the railroad or law enforcement. So, when it hits the fan, it is never evenly distributed. This is Neil Chayette looking at the law for CBS News, and for podcasts, go to lookingatthelaw.com.